By the way, did anybody look up front during the worship music? Pastor Sam busted a move. He almost really started dancing, and that spirit was broken off of you, I guess. And also, Pastor Sam Kim is not in the room. I found out the poor man went to the University of Southern California. USC and UCLA are rivals. Guess where I went? So my wife is in deliverance ministry, so we'll be speaking to him about getting that delivered. But that's not why I'm here. Starting out as a Catholic, I was really bound up in performance. The spirit of religion was rampant through my house. My mom thought that if she knelt down, genuflected, and walked up the aisle on her knees and did all the hard stuff, that it would get her in good with God. That's not the way that he works. So that's how I was brought up in the slums of a West Texas town. She moved us to Southern California, where I grew up in the not-so-good parts of L.A., went on to UCLA, and the spirit of religion had a great grip on me and had an enormous effect on me, in that it pretty well shaped and formed a very angry young man into a fierce competitor. I joined the Navy, became a fighter pilot, deploying to several theaters in combat zones throughout the world, and it served me well there also. But that's not where God comes from. That's not how he operates. And two of my favorite words that I share with Prophet Chuck Pierce is, but God. He had another plan. And Jeremiah 29:11 talks exactly about the plans that God has for each one of us. And those plans are for our good, now, not our calamity, for our good, to bring good things to us. And fortunately, he never gave up on me the way that many other people did. Even though I messed up hundreds and hundreds of times, I would go back seeking redemption through various and sundry means that were never effective. And so I give you that as a little bit of a background so that you can understand where my wife and I are now. And you don't see her here. She's still back in the States. She's been teaching and injured herself, separated a rib, so she's not here quite yet, but she will be joining us. Her name's Rebecca, so you'll see her. She's my friend and wife of 35 years, and has trained me most of the way. The reason that Pastor Sam asked me to come up is I did share a testimony that occurred two weekends ago. We live in Discovery Bay, and Dr. Stewart, I hear you live there too. That's God's country, huh? What do you think? We're going to have to start our own home church out there. But I was waiting at the pier after service, and I noticed that two, three seats over was this elderly lady from England. Are you from the UK, sir? I could kind of tell your accent. I do speak in tongues. That's just a small joke, sorry. It failed. Anybody ever hear God speak audibly? Good. It's a very scary thing when he does. And I am a man under authority, as the Bible says, as well as having had lots of people under my command in the Navy, over 8,400 people, that whenever I said do this, they did it. And so when the boss speaks, whether it's where I presently work at Cathay, or especially when God speaks, I tend not to delay. And so here's what I heard. I looked over at her, and her foot, one of her feet, was that much shorter than the other. So one of her legs had not developed like the other one had from birth. And I heard the word act. And I turned around to see who was speaking, and there was nobody there. And so now I'm thinking, how am I going to go over there? And here's where the spirit of religion comes in. You're going to make a fool out of yourself. She's going to tell you to go somewhere that you don't want to go, or whatever. You're going to be embarrassed. It's not going to work. And then, again, very forcefully, get up and act. So I said, I'm a man under authority. I usually obey. Well, I hadn't on the first one, so he had to really get my attention. I stood up, went over and sat next to her, and was contemplating what I was going to say. What do you say? So I struck up a conversation, found out where she was from, a little tiny chit-chat, and she eyed me up one side and down the other and let me know in a very proper British manner that she didn't want me there. So I asked her about her leg, at which point she got a very stern look on her face and said, "Young man, are you making fun of me?" Which set me aback a little bit. And I said, "No, ma'am, I would never dream about doing anything like that. But do you think that God can heal you of that?" And once again, and this is something I neglected to mention in the first service, she said, "My church doesn't do that. My church doesn't do that. The church, whatever, where the spirit of religion says, the power gifts were for way back then, the first century church, but they're not for today. They're called cessationists. They can't possibly believe in the miracle of God today." Well, I said, "Would you like to have God heal you today? Because that's what he wants to do." And she looked at me very sternly and really kind of surprised me. She said yes, that she was ready. I knelt down in front of her. I took off her shoes, and I put her two heels together as much as I could, and they were like this, widely separated by 3.5 or 4 inches. By then, I had gathered quite a crowd, and I've always been careful. Always give the glory to God. It has nothing to do with you. Nothing whatsoever to do with you. I always carry this little bottle just in case I run into somebody that needs to be anointed with oil, because that's what the Bible says. And I'm a simple man. I believe it, so I do it. And when the book says, call for the elders if you're sick and let them anoint you with oil, that's why I carry this in the event that anybody wants to get healed. Shortly thereafter, when the crowd gathered around, in the name of Jesus, I commanded the leg to grow out. And it immediately started coming out. Shortly thereafter, she shrieked, which kind of surprised me at first, thinking she's hurting, but she was in stunned disbelief, as were all the people that were murmuring around me. And I continued to command the leg to grow, and it came out to its full length to match the other one. At which point, she stood up in her little white stocking feet, gave thanks to God, started jumping up a little bit and down, and then started running around. She came back, she picked up her shoes, and went, found the little opening, and she threw him into the sea. But God is always there to do the miraculous. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's waiting to do that. I was sharing with the kind folks that took me out to lunch that I've been privy to 3 people being raised from the dead within the last 3 or 4 years. That's nothing to God. He's still in the business of doing miracles, miracles in your own life. Some that are coming to God in their later years, that's a miracle of God. My own brother-in-law dying on his deathbed after 78 years of resisting gave his life to the Lord. God's in the business of miracles. But don't let the spirit of religion dissuade you. So when you hear that unction from the Lord that says, go and do it, whether you're at work, at the park, at DB Pier, or in church, don't let the spirit of religion say, it's not going to work. You can't do. Who do you think that you are that you can do something like that? They're going to laugh at you. And one last story, then I'll shut up. Back when I was an instructor, most of you have probably seen that fake movie called Top Gun. I say it's fake because it is. It's Hollywood. Okay. When I instructed there, many, many, many of those guys made fun of me when I accepted the Lord. They ridiculed me. It was a spirit of religion working within them, creating in me a sense of inferiority that I was not up to par. But you know what they were doing? When I resisted that, they were recognizing the Holy Spirit in me. And I cried for a solid 5 hours, thinking, God is found worthy. In that, I did not deny him. And as such, whenever you feel that, don't start listening to that spirit of religion that says, I can't stand up here and dance. I can't make a fool out of myself. You're not. You are praising the living God. And if King David could do it, so can Pastor Sam. And he did today. Thank you, sir.